Good evening, everyone. This is Amos Griner, and again tonight, alongside Dan Harmson, filling in for my regular broadcast partner, Micah Harmson. Dano, good to have you by my side again tonight.
Hey, great to be back here again. That's another round of SK football. Hope I can be another good luck charm to you guys like I was last week, and let's hope it be a good night to see the Cobras homecoming, and hopefully we can wipe up on the Rockets tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, we haven't had a win here at home yet this season, so if, in fact, we do get a win here tonight, you could be the good luck charm the Cobras need the rest of the season. But tonight, the Cobras are taking on Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. They come into tonight's ball game at 1-4. And, of course, your very own Cobras coming in with a record of 3-2-3 on the season. So last week, the recap last week's ball game, as many of you may know, or may have tuned in and listened, Cobras came out on the short end of the stick last week against Class 2A Mid Prairie, 49-26. And in that game, we had a few players get banged up a little bit, Dan, but one player in particular, Nate Seren, going to be out for the rest of the season with a broken leg. Going to be missed sorely here by the football team, being a senior and all.
Well, that's for sure. You know, not only will you lose his leadership being a senior, but even as, you know, next man up, they say it's going to be tough to replace both place, but, you know, good night to give these kids an opportunity to get up here and show what they can do, and just a good chance to get some of these younger players, and be tough to fill his shoes. Got to see him last time and really shine, but we'll see what they can do tonight.
Yeah, I've been kind of asking around most of the week, asking my son when he'd come home if they had made a decision on who they're going to put in Nate's place there on offense tonight. It looked to me like in the pregame warm-ups they're looking at either one of two kids, either Jacob Wickenkamp or Avery Moore will fill in at that wing-back position, and they'll both do a very fine job, I'm sure. But looking for a big night tonight out of Peyton Crawford. Peyton's kind of been the workhorse for the Cobras all season. 2 weeks ago when you were with me over in Talk, at the Philip Christian game, Peyton had a whale of a ball game, putting up 357 yards. Very possible that he could do that again tonight if everything works out.
You know, it'd be something to say. He's already rushed for almost 750 on the season so far, and it'd be amazing at game six at this point, we could see him possibly, if things go right for SK tonight, cross over that 1,000-yard mark for a season.
Absolutely. Another player of interest, Luke Griner, knocked out last week's game, knocked out right at right as the first half came to a close. Luke is fine. He's going to be starting tonight. Hope to see a good night, big night out of him as well, not only running the ball, but hopefully passing as well.
That's right. They had a lot of good luck in the game 2 weeks ago, taking to the air. We had a little bit of a wind coming down the field here and may help the passing game a little bit. Looks like the Cobras are about to take the field. We had a little bit of a uniform switch there.
Hey, by golly, looky there. First time of the season, the Cobras coming out in their purple jerseys with black numbers outlined in gold. So they're going to opt out of the black. They warmed up in their black uniforms, but here they come on homecoming night here in Sigourney in their purple jerseys, looking pretty neat, aren't they?
That's right. You know, there's a lot of kids, you see everything in college football nowadays, kids coming up and does a good job. Hey, look good, feel good. That's right.
The kids look good. They look really, really fired up in warm-ups tonight. Both the quarterbacks were out there throwing the ball, tossing the ball. Looked like they were doing a very good job. Got a slight breeze coming out of the north here tonight, so the preferred movement will be similar to 2 weeks ago from north to south. That north breeze is still pretty stout here as the sun sets here in Sigourney, as I said, here on homecoming night. Captains are headed to midfield for the coin toss. As soon as we know the result of the coin toss, we'll pass that along to our listeners. We'll keep you abreast, as we do each and every week, of some of the games of interest around the area. Dano and I have got a couple of them circled that are probably of interest to some of us there in District 6 here, Class 1A, but we'll also try to keep you up to speed on that Thunderbolt app with scores from teams from around the area. Well, Dan, we're just moments away the start of this football game. I'm ready for football.
That's right. We couldn't ask for a more perfect night in terms of weather. Last time I was here, we dealt with the rain and wind conditions for the most time. But really, I mean, homecoming, 60, 55 degrees, getting cooler through the game time, but you couldn't ask for more perfect football conditions on your homecoming night.
Oh, beautiful football weather here in Cerny tonight. Once again, it is homecoming here in Cerny, so probably have a little bit of an extended halftime due to the homecoming festivities. It appears that Eddyville Blakesburg has won the toss and has elected to receive. They will be working from the south to the north into that breeze, so the Cobras will be with the wind the first quarter here, but they will be kicking off to Eddyville. So it's a good trip. It's good for us to start on defense, work some of the kinks out, get the nerves worked out. And the defense has been a little sketchy through those first five tough games that we played.
That's right. I mean, I think it goes a long ways for the defense to just get out there and, you know, have a good series to start the game, work out, get those first few hits into it. Get those first few hits into everything and, you know, kind of work some of the kinks out. Like you said, you've been, at this point in the season, you're not padding up so much in practice and everything else. But if you can really get a good defensive stop, really does a great job to build momentum the rest of the way.
Absolutely. As many of you know, Nate Sarin knocked out with that broken leg, and Nate always had done our kicking duties for the Cobras. Kicking for the Cobras tonight, anyway, is going to be Weber. He tees the ball up on the 40-yard line. Back deep to receive for the Rockets of Eddyville will be number 23 Moore, and number 34, Van Dorn. They stand on their own 5-yard line. Cobras set to kick off. Here's the kick by Weber. A nice kick, deep, taken by Moore at the 10. He's across the 20, the 25. The 30's got an opening. He's on the loose out to the 50-yard line and finally brought down at the 48-yard line of the Cobras. A little lackadaisical on the coverage there by special teams.
That's right. He ran through a couple of SK arm tackles right away and got a good burst going straight up to kind of midfield. Didn't wasn't much setting up for 23 more. They're statistical leaders on tackles and defense and receiving. They're only a freshman out there.
Yeah, their quarterback, number one there. Adams, also just a freshman. He goes under center. Van Dorn, the workhorse for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Van Dorn with the handoff around the right side of the field. Picks up a couple. Going to bring up second and 7 for the Rockets.
Came out in the bone formation there with 2 tight ends, 3 running backs. So look for them to get under center and just try to run the ball here. Met a whole coast Cobras. Looks like a gain of 3, though. Be good for them to get right back after and hopefully get a stop and get a good stop here in the first series.
Yeah, a little different look defensively by the Cobras. 6-man front this week, and probably more so because of the running attack of the Rockets of Eddyville. Here's Adams with the hand up on the trap play up the middle. He's going to be stopped short of the first down. He's going to up 3rd and about 3 for the Rockets.
I think that was 23 more there on the carry, just right to the fullback coming up the middle, right fast, but 3rd and manageable for them. Like you said, it'll be interesting to see what they do with a little bit longer 3rd down situation. They come out, right back out in there. Looks like a little bit extended. They got a wide out to there.
Yes, Adams directly under center. Here's Adams with the pitch to Van Dorn around the far side of the field, and Van Dorn's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be up 4th and about 4 for the Rockets.
Looked like number 15, Avery Moore, and 18, Isaiah Hahn out there on the outside in the stop. And, hey, turns out a good 4th down situation here, and wouldn't be surprised if they brought the punt team out, but it looks like
4th and 4, ball rests on about the 41-yard line, and they are going to go for it. Here's Adam under center, Van Dorn in that tailback position. Here's a handoff to Van Dorn up the center, and he's piled up. He's going nowhere. And the Cobras come up with a big stop on 4th and 4, and will take over on downs at about the 40-yard line, their own 40-yard line. Now it's time for our offense to start hitting on all 8 cylinders.
That's right. They got the first few hits out of the way there on defense. Be good to see them come right out with the run game and run it right back down their throats, as we saw right there. Good stop to start the series. Here comes Griner out. Like to see a heavy dose of Peyton Crawford and Luke Griner here up the middle, so we'll see what happens.
Avery Moore appears to be in there in that position, vacated by the broken leg of Nate Sarin. Here's Griner in the shotgun. Moore in motion. Here's a fumble immediately bad handoff between Greiner and Moore. And Eddyville, Blakesburg-Fremont has picked up the fumble. So one play and not the outcome we wanted.
Now it could change your fortune just like that. That man coming, the slot receiver was coming across the middle in motion there, and looks like a little bit of a new set of plays from something I'd seen just running out there, and just took a little lack of concentration between the quarterback and running back there, and not a good way to start your offensive series.
So Eddyville, first and 10 on their own, on the SK 39-yard line. Here's Adams rolling to the far side of the field. There is a penalty marker on the play. He's pushed out of bounds after about a gain of one, but we'll await this penalty marker. It is a hold against Eddyville. That one will be marched back 10 yards. It's going to bring up first and 20 for the Rockets.
You see a lot of typical penalties like that. On a bootleg play like that where the quarterback's trying to get outside and you're changing direction, it's really easy for those outside offensive linemen trying to hook the end to get caught for a hold there, especially with your line just being right there to make the call.
Cobras do accept the penalty, so they are going to march him back. We'll replay first down. Ball now placed on the 49-yard line of Eddyville Blakesburg. Brings up first and about 22 yards for the Rockets. So nice break there, even though the Cobras fumbled. Nice break there for them to hold Adams to a short gain, and then we got the hold penalty. Here's Adams under center with Van Dorn in the backfield. Pitch here to the near side of the field of Van Dorn following his blockers. He's met immediately by a bunch of Cobras in there with the initial hit, number 50, Noah Boonder.
That's a great way to keep defensive end keep contained in there in that pitch play. About the same play they ran on that fourth down there, and both times SK has sniffed it out. Defensive end stayed home, kept their contained, and even might have brought him back for a little bit of a loss there.
Looks like they're going to call it a gain of a yard. It's going to bring up second and 21 for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Cobra still in that six-man front defensively. Adams directly under center with Van Dorn and Moore in the backfield. Here's the pitch to Van Dorn. There's a reverse to number 32, Taylor, to the far side of the field. He's caught the backfield by number 15, Avery Moore, for a big loss. Back to about the 38-yard line. Avery Moore came flying in from his quarterback position and takes Moore to the ground.
That's right. Once again, a great job by SK, staying home on the outside. Came back with the pitch and kind of set that up there with their two pitch plays and came back with the reverse, but Moore stayed home. Kept contained on his end and was able to make the play for another loss. We've got third and a long ways to go.
Third and 32. Ball rests on the 39-yard line of the Rockets. A little confusion on behalf of the Cobras defensive personnel, but they are set now. Here's Adams in the shotgun. Back to pass. Got a guy across the middle and Moore in and out of the hands. That will bring up fourth and 32 for the Rockets, creating more than likely this time Dano a punting situation.
That's right. Interesting to see the formation they came out in. Quarterback Adams only completed four passes on the year, but they came out and shotgun with trips wide receivers to the near side of the field that time. So, as you can see, they're probably going to stay under center for most of the game here.
It appears that way, at least through the first two series of offensive plays. Eddyville on the punt. The punt is away, and it takes a Eddyville bounce, and it's going to be down at about the 28-yard line. Sigourney Chioda will take over first and 10 on the 28th. Very similar position to where they took over possession last series of downs.
That's right. It's going to be gut check time here. And you had a mental mistake last time they were out in the field in the first play. And it'd be a good time here to just see how they reacted, be able to flush that memory from it and just get out there and move forward.
Looks like the Cobras are going to come out in the single-wing offense this time. Here's Greiner in the backfield. There is a flag on the play. Looks like it's offsides on Eddyville. It is, in fact, offsides Eddyville, so it's going to create a first and five for the Cobras. That advances the ball up to the 33-yard line.
Looks like Eddyville's defense wasn't quite ready. They need to shake it out a little bit, too, here.
Yep. That's only the second play from scrimmage for the Cobras. We're 8:37 into the first quarter, still scoreless. Here's Granite with the keeper, 5:16. Call now, Luke, get going. And he's finally dropped down, but he picks up enough for the first down, brought down at the 40-yard line.
right down the field. He got a great first burst through the offensive line, and with that move there, kept a lot of guys going, and nice pickup for the first down. One more tackle, and he could have been a lot good. James.
Coben's come up to the ball, still in that single wing offensive set. Here's Wittenkamp in motion. Here's a handoff to Crawford. He's here to the near side. He's got one guy to beat. He's at the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, and in for the touchdown. Peyton Crawford, no flags on the field. Touchdown, Cobras, with 8:06 to go here in the first quarter. Cobras strike. Peyton Crawford around the right side for a 62-yard touchdown.
Looks like they were able to flush that memory of that fumble right out of the system there. Just caught him off guard. Ray set it up with the 5-16 you called right there and with the QB, but nice run around, and he was off to the races as soon as he got the edge. Looks like they'll be out to kick here, Amos.
Avery Moore on to kick. Griner on to hold. The ball is dead. No, Griner with a pass into the end zone for 2 points. I believe that's Jordan Albert. Griner passing to Albert for the two-point conversion. Or is that Wittenkamp?
23 Albert, I think it was.
23 yep. Albert. Black numbers on purple are just about as hard to see as yellow on white.
But great pass play. Hey, it's good to get a first throw under your belt, too. So nice pass play. I kind of caught us off guard with the fake as well, so I'm sure they didn't see it coming. But
8:06 to go here in the first quarter. Sigourney Kyoto strikes first, leading 8-0. And now here's the one area that we're going to have to tighten our belts on is our special teams. That's yeah. Way too many yards on that last return. So hopefully they've made some adjustments and people are going to do their assignments and execute and get these guys pinned back deep.
That's right. It was a civil time as he just ran through a couple arm tackles that first time around and just wrap up and follow through and we should be all right here.
Moore and Van Dorn back deep once again, standing on their 5-yard line for the Rockets of Eddyville. On to kick for the Cobras is Weber. 8:06 to go here in the first quarter. Kick is away. Another nice kick by Weber. Going to be taken by Van Dorn this time at about the 11-yard line. He's across the 20, across the 30, and finally pulled down at about the 35-yard line. Rockets will take over first and 10. On their own 35-yard line. I want to remind everybody out there, the text line is always open. Text line 641-660-0616. We'd love to hear from you. Like to know where everybody's listening in from out there across the land. Here on KIICradio.com. Here's Adams in the shotgun. Spread offense here for the Rockets. First time we've seen this tonight. Adams in the gun with the keeper around the far side of the field, being pursued and brought down for about a 7-yard loss. Not sure, Dano, who all created that.
Looks like at first it was
54. Is that Noah Boonder? Or is that
his brother Lane made the first tackle? And he was off, drew him off with the three wide receivers out there trying to set up for blockers, but the SK defense doing a great job of keeping contained, staying home, and waiting for those plays.
They certainly are. This six-man front seems to be working, at least from the run standpoint. Van Dorn in the backfield, along with Moore. Adams, quarterback, under center. Here's Adams with a pitch to Van Dorn here. Van Dorn showing pass, being pursued, finally throws it and almost intercepted by one of our big linemen there.
Looked like 50, Noah Boonder had his hands on it and slid to right. That's your dream as a defensive lineman to get that one gifted to you, Amos. I was in that situation one time. I didn't catch it either, though.
Yeah, I tell you, big pursuit there by the Cobra defense on Van Dorn. Adams pitches it out to Van Dorn. He shows pass right away, and in comes Noah Boonder and putting the heat on him, and he just kind of gave it up, and it was in and out of his hand.
That's right. Interesting to see the Rockets already coming out, trying to run a couple trick plays here and really opening the gamut of trying to get something going downfield. But got to credit the SK defense for really staying at home and keeping their eyes open.
want to take this opportunity to recognize our sponsors. We do this every week. I want to thank Vision Ag of Kyoto, Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, Zoetis Incorporated, Lyle Insurance Agency, Bacon Elevator in Kyoto, Vitato Incorporated and Showstopper Equipment in Kyoto, Renovin Construction, Libertyville Savings Bank, Town and Country Insurance, Keokuk County State Bank, KB Auto Plus, Gardner Collier Jewelry, and William Penn University. Thanks to all our sponsors. Here's Adams back in the shotgun. Three receivers here. Oh, and he throws one up for grabs, and late flag comes in.
It looks like the ball was thrown. Ball was thrown quite a bit short, and both the receiver and D-back had to turn around to have any shot at it. It'll be interesting to see. They're going to call pass interference on the defense here, it looks like.
I think so, but that ball was no way, shape, or form going to be catchable.
No, I mean, he kind of just threw up a wing and a prayer there and trying to get it downfield, and it was about 5 to 7 yards short of both the guys, and I don't understand how you can make that call out there without even either of them having a chance at it.
And it does create a first down for Eddyville. Yeah, it looked like the receiver. It didn't look like our receiver really meant to make no contact with the receiver. It looked like they just kind of got tangled up. But nonetheless, it is a penalty. It gives Eddyville a first and 10. 7:05 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Adam under center, hand off to Van Dorn. Not much there, maybe a yard, potentially two. It's going to bring up second down and long for the Rockets.
The inside running game there, they did a great job of stopping them. You know, the only luck they've really had is to try and open up the outside, but we'll see what happens here. They're going to call it just about a gain of a yard, so we'll see what formation they come out here. Every time they've come out in that wishbone formation, the defensive line's really known what's coming to that six-man front.
Adams under center for the Rockets, along with Van Dorn in that tailback position. Here's Adams with the throwing handoff to Van Dorn. Rolls out to the far side of the field, and he is in the ball stripped loose. He is met right at the line of scrimmage and dropped.
Well, once again, he ran out that same bootleg play that was out before, and, you know, met by a whole coach. Like I said, you can't credit the SK defensive ends and cornerbacks out there for staying home and really doing a great job of containing. They must have seen something on tape there, keying that off, and really been practicing that all week.
Yeah, 3rd and 11, ball resting on the 44-yard line of the Rockets. 5:54 to go here in the first quarter. Adams in the shotgun. Back to pass, and he hits Van Dorn, and Van Dorn's met by, he kind of pinballed off about 4 or 5 coaches and finally brought down there. The person in on that tackle, I think, was Cooper Griner, number 64, finally brings him down. It's going to bring up 4th and 7 for the Rockets. More than likely a punting situation, Ben.
That's right. You would think, for sure think so.
Number 82 on to perform the kicking duties. Back deep is a very, very poor punt this time. But it does take a rocket bounce, and they're going to down it around the 38-yard line of Sidney. Kyoto, some good field position for
the Cobra. That's right. You can't complain too much about what they've done defensively so far. And the Cobra offense is really getting their rest. They've only ran about 3 plays from scrimmage so far. So that's something with those linemen. You like to see them out there and have put a nice together drive just to get warmed up a little bit.
For sure. So Cobra's starting, 5:08 to go here in the first quarter. Cobra's starting on their own 38-yard line, 1st and 10. Griner along with Crawford in the backfield. And Moore in that wingback spot. Here's Crawford with the direct snap right up the middle of the field. Plows forward for about 9 yards. Going to bring up 2nd and short for the Cobras.
Direct snap there right there to Crawford, and he just got going right downhill. It looks like 32, Jake Taylor was able to make the stop about 10 yards downfield after him running through a couple different arm tackles.
So here comes Griner and the offense of Sigourney Kyoto. Crawford in the backfield along with Griner. Griner spins, rolls out the pass, got a guy open downfield. Oh, in and out of the hands of, I believe that's Isaiah Hahn. Boy, put her right on the target. It just went in and out of the hands of Isaiah Hahn.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, you like to see him. The wind shifted a little bit from running north to south to kind of heading to the west end here, but still a great ball put on by Griner. Crawford had a Crawford with a great contained block. Had the fake handoff and the end was crashing around, but great block there to hope spring the pass play.
Yeah, good play call there by Coach 2 with third and short. Here's Wittenkamp in motion. Wittenkamp has got enough for the first down, but just enough. There on that counter play, dances forward. He's going to be downed at about the 46-yard line. Could be enough for the first down. First and 10, Cobras, 4:29 to go. Cobras leading 8-0 over the Rockets of Eddyville. Cobras show single wing once again. Griner and Crawford. Here's Wittenkamp in motion. Hand off to Crawford here to the near side of the field. Zigging and skinning, and he's gone. He's at the 20, the 10, and in for the touchdown. Peyton Crawford in for another touchdown, this time only about 48-yard touchdown.
Only about a 48-yard touchdown. I think he's already got about 100 on two different touchdown runs. So, he did a great job passing inside. Saw a cutback lane, bounced right back in, and he was off to the races. No one even came close to touching him that time, Amos.
4:05 to go, and Peyton Crawford strikes again. Cobra's up now, 14-0 over the Rockets of Eddyville. Griner on the hold. Hold is down, the kick is up, and it is good. Way different story of what we saw 2 weeks ago.
That's right. That was a really great kick there by...
That'd be Avery Moore, number 15, puts that one through. I think, am I right? Dan's shaking his head. Yes. Yeah, he must be right. That was Avery Moore.
That's right. Well, hey, a little different kicking situation, but hey, if you got the wind at your back and with the game going, you might as well get those guys some reps and get out there and try it. Those extra points, it can be a big factor when you get into close games, especially when we get in the last four games of district play. Every point matters when it comes to their point differential system and placing out seedings.
It certainly does, Dan. We talked a lot about that last week or 2 weeks ago when you and I were together and we were playing Pellet Christian. Last year, the points kind of got us. We were in a three-way tie for second in the district, and we were low man on the totem pole on the point side. So we got to take care of business and win by at least 13 all the way through here this season. Actually, we control our own destiny. If we
That's
do
right.
not lose, we're gonna be in that second slot in District 6. But the points do make a difference. We found that out last year. Hey, got to give a shout out to a loyal listener, Brent Seabee down in Kansas City, Missouri, listening in. He's a faithful Cobra listener every week here on KIICradio.com. Here's Weber with the kick. Oh, a short kick taken by the upback, number 82, at about the 35-yard line and dropped at the 39. So the Rockets will take over first and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Here comes the Cobra defense.
Nice tackle there by Eakins, number 36, and a whole host of them. Met their expected kind of the deep kick with their wind at their back, but great job by SK to react and be able to get him down with that and still keep him in a reasonable field position.
So here comes Adams and that Rocket offense. Adams under center along with Van Dorn in that tailback position. Here's a handoff to Van Dorn. Van Dorn plows across the near side of the field. It's going to be finally drugged down after a pickup of about 4. It's going to bring up 2nd and 6 for the Rockets.
Looks like 15 Noah, or number 50 Noah Boonder there again on the stop. He's been all over that defensive line making tackles for the SK defense tonight so far.
Doing a great job is Noah Boonder. Does every week. Noah and Lane, they play their hearts out every week. I wish we had more of them. So here's Adams under center for the Rockets pitch out here to the near side of the field and turns the corner and dropped immediately right at the line of scrimmage as he turns the corner here. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 6.
Looks like Crawford, Hahn, and Griner all kind of combined for the tackle there on the outside. That pitch play has worked just a little bit for him, but SK defense cornerback at the end staying home and making the play. Be interested to see third and long here, what kind of formation they come. They're going right back. We've got a timeout, it looks like. Official
timeout. And we're back under action. So here's Adams under center. Van Dorn, two back set in front of Van Dorn. Kind of a wishbone-looking type deal here. An old track play to Moore, number 23, and he's dropped immediately. The six-man front's working.
That's right. They must have really seen something on tape that's... They come around and You see, when they come out in that shotgun, we've got one lineman coming out of the field, and Grinder's popping in at that cornerback spot to distribute for it. But when they come out of that bone formation, that six-man front is really getting it going.
Fourth and five for the Rockets there in punt formation, back deep, standing on his own 25-yard line. Is Albert. Albert's going to let this one bounce, too. It does take an Eddyville bounce once again, and it's going to be called dead down at the 25. So the Cobras now going to take over first and 10 on the 25-yard line. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Cobras leading 15 to nothing.
That's right. That's been a fast first quarter already, Amos, and we haven't got to see very much out of the Cobra offense, but really doing well so far. Now they got a little bit of length of field to actually play with, and we'll see what they can do.
Hey, we got Ryan Giro and Micah Harmson listening in as they drive through Oklahoma City. Hey, guys, stay safe down there in Texas land. Here's Griner under center this time, a little different formation pitch. Out here to Wickenkamp, far side of the field. He's got running room. He's got enough for the first down across the 40 and finally knocked down at around the 42-yard line. First and 10, Cobras. Nice run there by Wick.
A little bit of a different look coming out in an I form with two backs back there and a wide out. But I didn't think they saw it coming. Nice pitch play to the outside. And once he caught the corner, he was off until the safety could catch up and grab him.
Cobras break huddle once again. Out of that spread formation, Griner in the shotgun, lone back in Crawford. Here's Wick in motion. Here's a handoff to Crawford. He's off to the races again. Nobody's going to catch him again, I don't believe. He's at the 20, the 10, and in for the touchdown. Peyton Crawford, third touchdown in the first quarter. 21-0. What a quick strike.
Only a 60-yard run that time, Amos.
Only a 60-yard run. So Peyton, as you had mentioned at the start of the broadcast, if he has a big night tonight, he'll go over 1,000 yards, and we're just in game six. And that's saying a lot because of those first five games we played.
Tough mud. There we got a lot of tough opponents, but... You know, and that's saying a lot when you have that kind of rushing success against defenses like Regina's or Mid Prairies or anybody. But really, and he's really not taking the backseat tonight, and we already seen him run for three touchdowns.
Avery Moore on to attempt. Griner to hold. The whole kick was held. Kick was up and good. Siri Kidd are now leading 22-0 with 1:21 to go here in the first quarter. Man, I like broadcasting these types of games way more than those nail biters.
That's right. These ones really, I mean, they make it a lot more fun over here from us sitting from this perspective. That's right, and a lot of fun. And then what a better way for them to bring in homecoming tonight. You know, a little bit different look on a PAT situation. We have the one fake, and they ran out of everything out of a true kicking formation tonight, and already 2-for-2 on extra points.
Yeah, that's, I think we were 0-for-3 or 0-for-4 over Pella Christian. Now, of course, the weather conditions were not the greatest over that night, but still, vast improvement over 2 weeks ago. Apparently, we're spending a little bit of time working on that, and I am very, very happy to hear that.
That's right. You're hitting that kind of midway point in the season where a lot of those things are getting ironed out, and you're really kind of getting the kids a good feel for what's going on, and you've had a lot of time now in practice to kind of improve on those things.
It's like Weber on to kick for the Cobras again. Ball teed up on the 40-yard line, back deep. Moore and Van Dorn for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. They stand on their own 5-yard line. The kick is away. Nice kick. Taken at the 10 by Van Dorn. He's across the 20, the 25, still on his feet across the 30, and finally dug down at about the 36-yard line, called the 37. So Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont will start first and 10 from their own 37-yard line, 1:14 to go in the first quarter.
We'll be interested to see what they do with a minute and 14 left. Wind's kind of changing directions a little bit here, so I don't think it's going to have too much effect on the passing game, but they haven't really opened up the passing game thus far anyway.
Here's Adams under center. It sounded like a quick whistle, not sure.
Yeah, blown dead immediately. I don't know. Looks like we got a false start on the offense, so they're going to back him up. You know, when you get yourself in a position already down by 3 scores, Mistakes like that are just ones that kind of compound it. And ones where you need to check yourself, you know, when you get off the sidelines or at halftime and really just get to the point where, you know, those are mistakes you're going to crawl back from this game that you just can't make at this point.
Here's Adams under center with Van Dorn. And Cobras stack them up again. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up second and 15.
63, Alex Schuster making a nice stop there with him going around. Done a great job of bottling up that QB end around there.
50 seconds to go here. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here comes Adams directly under center along with Van Dorn and Moore in the backfield. Here's the pitch to Van Dorn around the far side of the field. He wrapped up. I mean, a loss of another five yards. Real tough going for Van Dorn. The Cobra defense doing an awesome job tonight at pursuing the ball. And it looks like somebody's hurt.
Van Dorn on the ground. It looks like he's in quite a bit of pain.
Oh, that is Van Dorn. And I'll tell you, he's the workhorse for these Rockets of Eddyville. It doesn't look good.
No, he looks like he's in quite a bit of pain. And that's not the break that they need at this point in the game. And you hate to see that for anybody. I mean, losing Nate Sheeran last week for SK.
Absolutely.
Especially a kid like that who's been really putting in a lot of hard time for the and, you know, helping carry the team so far. It looks like they got the trainer out there looking for him. I mean, he was met immediately in the back and might have lost another couple and ended up losing the ball towards the end of the play. But we'll see what – they got the trainers out there checking him right now.
It doesn't look good. That's about the same spot where Nate laid on the field last week against Mid Prairie when we had to cart him off. Not sure if this the Van Dorn kid, if it's his knee or his ankle. But it's something to do with his leg, as we can tell here from our vantage point.
Looks like they're putting not down an air splint down on the lower part of his toe. Either it looks like his ankle or the bottom part of his leg, and he's in quite a bit of pain yet.
Now we'll wait this one out. In the meantime, want to recognize our sponsors, and they pay the bills for this whole deal. Fagan Elevator. Fagan Elevator would like to wish the Sigourney Kyoto football team success on the 2015 season. Fagan Elevator, for all your grain merchandising needs, contact Larry or Dave at Fagan Elevator in Kyoto. 641-636-3089. By the Kyoto Veterinary Clinic. The Kyoto Veterinary Clinic located on Broadway Street in Kyoto. Doctors Branstad, Swanstrom, and Griner are there for your entire pet or large animal health and wellness needs. With over 70 years of veterinary experience, this group is ready to serve you. Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, a proud supporter of Sigourney Kyoto football. Contact the clinic at 641-636-3888. Well, thank you very much to the sponsors of this broadcast. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't be able to pay the bills and pay the phone bill to broadcast this. So Micah Harmson and Ryan Giro can listen in from Oklahoma City, and Brent CB down there in Kansas City listens in every week. Love to have those guys and their wives out there listening to Sigourney Kyoto football every week.
That's right, a great opportunity to give them to fans to listen in, I mean, all across the country, really. So, Ed, if you're not here, and we've got a packed house down here in Sigourney tonight, but it's good to hear people who can't be here still tuning in and cheering on the Cobras. So,
yeah, you know, this time of the year when guys start getting in the fields and stuff, if they got their smartphone, they got that Thunderbolt app, boy, let me tell you, you can listen to the Cobras every single Friday night. It's a great, great way to stay up on what's going on with the football squad here in these two communities. They did cut Van Dorn off the field. Looks like to be somewhat serious. So we'll wait this one out and see what the prognosis is. Maybe we can get some type of information at halftime on Trey Van Dorn, the star running back there for the Rockets of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
We'll see if they bump Moore back into his position back in the backfield. But it looks like, well, I can't see the number right now, but looks like they kept Moore at his normal fullback spot. Oh, a little bit of movement on the line there.
Yeah, this time it might be against the Cobras, jumping just a bit. Getting a little anxious, it looked like. It is 3rd and 20 for the Rockets as the quarter comes to a close. they're indicating, indicating offsides. These guys are a little confusion there on the call. The ref's waving it off,
and I'm not sure what they're going to go do, but it looks like we're going to switch sides of the field here.
I think they're waving that off, even though the Cobras jumped just a bit there, potential offsides. The quarter did run out, and I think that's why they're waving it off. So we're going to move the Rockets down here to the north end of the field. They'll now be working with the wind, but they are without their star running back in Van Dorn, as he's out of the game at the present time with what appears to be some type of leg injury.
They've still got a whole host of people there working on him over the bench, so hopefully for him and hopefully for the team, it's nothing too serious.
That's agreed.
So we'll come out and see if... this changes their game plan a little bit. They haven't had too much luck moving through the air, but without their workhorse back there, it'll be interesting to see what kind of look they come out of. Their shotgun look gives them some opportunities underneath and move that trips formation. So we'll see if that's something they try, or if they move more back into, or if they move 23 more back into Vindoran's spot and try to get him the ball more. They go from being young to being very young in that backfield all of a sudden.
They sure do. They've already got, you said Moore is just a sophomore.
Just a freshman.
And Adams is just a freshman. Now I'm not sure who they got in as a replacement. We'll have to catch that number.
Looks like number one. Well, they got
Adams is now at that row. There's a little movement by the back, Eddieville back in the backfield. So that's going to be motion on Eddieville. So they're going to back up another. What they've done is they've switched quarterbacks. They brought a new kid in at quarterback, and they moved Adams to Van Dorn's tailback position.
That's right. They brought in number 20, a sophomore, Dakota Boyer, is usually playing the fullback position to play quarterback, and then bumped Adams back there to play the tailback position. And you have 23 more there.
So Boyer now in a quarterback, number 20, Adams now, the running back, Adams, around the far side of the field, picks up about 6 yards on the carry, but it's going to bring a fourth and long for the Rockets. Punting situation here for sure. Just into the start of the second quarter, 11:36 to go here before half. Cobras leading 22-0. Jordan Albert stands back on his own 45-yard line to receive the punt from the Rockets. Rockets haven't had a lot of good punts here tonight, but this one's a little bit better. Get under that, Albert. It takes a bounce at the 40 and out of bounds right at about the 40. We'll call it the 41-yard line of SK.
Man, let's see how SK can come out and keep pounding the rock. They were the first quarter, moving against the wind here, but they're having enough luck running the football. There's no reason to get fancy right now at this point.
No, certainly not. Griner trots on with the play call. Got him huddled up. Coach Jay flags in the call to Griner. 11:10 to go. Cobra's in that spread formation. Griner in the shotgun. Lone back in the backfield is Griner, back to pass, being chased, rolls out, has got a guy open downfield, comes back for it, just underthrown a little bit.
And he had a little bit of heat coming around the outside. Looks like they called a blitz right into that, and they had some outside guys coming. And in that spread formation, you don't have a tight end or an extra guy out there to stop. We saw Peyton Crawford lay another huge block. That guy's head is going to be spinning just a little bit, but just need a little bit more time, and he probably would have been able to pull that pass off. So we'll see what they come out here and do in second and 10.
Second and 10, nice. Coach is doing a good job of mixing it up a little bit, play run, or pass run. Second and 10, we've been able to pretty much move the ball on these guys, so I would expect to see a run play here. And, in fact, it is. Here's Crawford around the far side of the field, twisting and turning. And, man, they do a good job of wrapping him up. It's going to bring up 3rd and 10 for the Cobras.
That's right. Just get a little bit of a slower start out of that shotgun formation running the ball. He had a fight to get across the line first, and they met him right up there. Great tackling on their part.
Yeah, it's going to bring up, actually, we're going to call it 3rd and 9 for third and nine from the 42-yard line, 22-0. Cobras leading, 10:36 to go before half. Back in the single-wing offense, Reiner and Wickenkamp in the backfield. Oh, movement there by Peyton. Peyton got a little anxious in that wingback position, just kind of leaned forward. Easy to do.
That's right. Well, we're going to make it third and long here, but I guess a little bit of signs of life by the Rocket defense here.
Yep.
But, you know, it's good to see them stepping up kind of their leader out right now. So we'll see what SK comes out and does here on about third and looks like 15.
Yeah, here's Griner in the backfield along with Wickenkamp. Here's Wickenkamp, the far side of the field. He turns it up and gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it. He's brought down there, and it's going to bring up fourth and 10.
Well, really, the first punting situation for the Cobra offense.
Yeah.
Cobra offense tonight, and hopefully they can get a good one off them. You know, came out with a good look. Interesting to stay in the shotgun formation most of the time. It could get it going. But we'll see what they do with going into the wind here the rest of the quarter.
Crawford stands on his own 30-yard line. Back deep is Adams to receive the punt. Nice punt by Peyton. He's been doing that all year long. And, oh, fumbles the ball, but our guy was down there and just didn't take the opportunity to get down there and fall on it.
And looks like they're going to blow it off. We had a flight call by the side judge over here as he kicked off. So it'll be interesting to see what they call back.
Oh, that was
looks like they're going to call false start on the Cobras there. Someone got a little bit of a jump going across the line before he punted.
So we got that's a heck of a punt by Peyton. He's going to get to do it again. So they're going to back him up 5 yards, and we'll try it all over again.
Well, good break. Lucky break here for the Rockets. I mean, you had some good defense, but a couple just mental mistakes there for the Cobra offense at this point, and it's going to give the Rocket offense some decent field position here if they can field the punt cleanly.
Yeah, we had pretty good coverage on that last punt. Hopefully we'll hustle down again and create some nervous anxiety in the and more get back there to receive. Nice punt by Crawford. It's going to land at about the 28-yard line and down right there, so the Rockets will take over first and 10 from their own 28-yard line, Dano.
That's right. You know, but kind of a slower second quarter here to go for. Be interesting to see what they do. They've had a little bit of time to react to their running back being out and see what kind of formation they come back in if they still put Adams back there.
Yeah, he's going to stay back in that wing back, in that tailback position, and Boyer's going to remain in at quarterback. So here's the handoff to number one, Adams, and he's knocked down in the backfield. Loss of about 3 on the play. It's going to bring up 2nd and 13.
He was met immediately by Zach Webb and a whole host of other Cobras who get there. You know, they back in that bone formation, they kind of knew what was coming, and he doesn't have the first step that the running back does, but they did a great job of just getting a bunch of purple hats to the ball there.
That's got a nice look of our defense from this direction, don't we? Griner trots back on to play cornerback here for the Cobras. Here's a handoff to the far side of the field. I think it's more that time, the ball carrier, and wrapped up after a short game. Picks up about 3 back to the original line of scrimmage. We're going to have 3rd and 10. We'll call it 3rd and 9.
That's right. Just a simple handoff to the fullback right there and get the ball moving forward. That's about their best offense so far in the game.
8:06 to go here in the half, first half. Cobras leading 22-0 over the Rockets. Boyer under center for Eddyville Blakesburg. Here's the pitch to Adams. Adams shows pass, and he finally does get it off to Moore, but he's met immediately there by one of our defenders. That's number 6, Denny Haynes.
We had a penalty and probably a hold or some. He came out looking to throw right there, and usually a situation with him coming outside is where you see a hold kind of by that side, and that's exactly what they're going to call. That's going to back him up another 10 yards.
Or it potentially would be 4th and 10. We just declined the penalty. 4th and 10 we're still going to end up with pretty decent field position.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, so we got Albert on back deep. He's back pedaling to his own 45-yard line. That's where he'll stand to receive the punt by number 82. Don't have him on our...
82, Lane Morrison, his sophomore.
Lane Morrison on to punt. Gets the punt away. Fair caught, called for by... Fair catch called for by Albert. He takes it at the 49-yard line. Cobras will take over with 7:40 to go here before half, leading 22-0.
7:40 in great field position. So hopefully the offense has a little bit more luck this time. Try to have a little bit of trouble running out of that spread look this time. So it'll be interesting to see if they come back in the wing back or what they decide to do off this run.
Yeah, it looks like Coach is kind of mixing it up a little bit, you know, throwing some different looks at Eddyville's defense. Going to show the single wing this time, Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's a handoff far side of the field to Crawford. He's off and running. He's got one guy to beat. He's slowed down, still on his feet. Across the 30, the 20, and finally brought down inside the 5-yard line. Wow, great run by Crawford there.
He met a couple of guys down about 10 yards, broke one tackle, spun out of another, made about 10 yards before the safety kind of hit him and spun out of one more and dragged somebody down about all the way down to the 10-yard, looks like about the 10-yard line down there.
Yeah, was off a one mark, it looks like. Yeah, we're actually on the 10, first and 10 on the 10 for the Cobras. Just shy of the 10, it looks like. Here's Griner in the backfield. Griner with the keeper. He's got some running room up the center. Who picks up about 5. It's going to bring up a second down and 5.
Great carry there. Again, a great burst at the hole. Met hard by 23 more there. That was a great tackle. But Crawford checks back into the game here.
Moore comes off, Crawford back in. Griner's got the play call. 6:50 to go before half. Cobras threatening again. Ball, second and 10, resting on the 5-yard line. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here, direct snap to Crawford. Here to the near side of the field. He's still on his feet, fighting in and in for the touchdown as Peyton Crawford is fourth on the night.
That's right. And really taking a commanding lead and just running the ball. And we'll keep clock going down here. 28-0 with 6:30 left. Another tough running down the field by Peyton Crawford that time. He's already, it'd be interesting to see. I wish we had our statistics to see where he's at yardage-wise already, but it's a bunch. You know, when you get up at this point, it's good to try out some different looks and different formations to kind of see, you know, against different opponents in the future, and you might match up differently to kind of see what you can do.
Low kick, Griner with the hole, Moore with the kick. It's a low kick, but is up and good. Cobras lead with 6:34 to go before half, 29-0 over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
Great. Hey, another great look in the extra point. Those extra points, you know, if that's something they can have down moving into the end part of the season, those points can make a big difference.
I think that's why I was as frustrated as I was 2 weeks ago, Dan, is that something, that's a part of the game you've got to have.
That's right. That's right.
In your playbook. If you can't kick the extra point, you know, you're consistently giving up a point. So you got to have somebody putting that through the uprights.
That's right, especially when you get to the playoff time and you've got tight games coming down to the wire. Every point really gets important in those situations. And we saw it 2 weeks ago at Stella Christian. I mean, if you've got a kicker who can make consistently extra points like that or make a field goal here and there, instead of, you know, resorting to have to go for two and you know, those aren't always automatic, you know, that can be a big weapon for a team like this.
Absolutely, it sure can. 6:34 to go here before half. Cobras leading 29-0. Weber on to kickoff for the Cobras. Back deep for the Rockets will be number 23, Moore.
Weber's really done a great job of, you know, taking over kickoff and extra point duties here, you know, for Nate Searin. So you got to be impressed by that.
He certainly has. The kick is away. Kind of a squib kick this time. Squib kick is live and finally grabbed. The Cobras were hustling downfield to grab that and finally picked up by a Rocket down there at around the 28-yard line. So they're going to take over first and 10 on the 28-yard line on their own 28 yards.
That's right. Took a funny bounce right in front of some of the upbacks there. And Des Quimkirk does a great job of giving the SK, you know, kickoff team a really a chance to get downfield and pin them down in their own territory.
It sure does.
Looks like they're going to start out with that six-man front, by the way, again.
They are still showing that six-man front. Got some new faces in there on defense. Here's Boyer in the shotgun. Three receivers split to the far side. Boyer with the keeper here, and he's met after a very short gain. Picks up maybe 3 yards on the play. It's going to bring up second and seven.
Great pick, great tackle by 54, Lane Booner again. He's been all over the field tonight making plays. That defensive line, really. Usually you see linebackers freeing up and making those plays, but if the D-line's getting enough penetration, it can definitely, you know you've been playing good defense so far.
In fact, second and eight, pickup of 2 yards by Boyer. Second and eight, ball rests on the 30-yard line. Here comes Boyer under center. Adams in the backfield at that tailback position. It is Adams, and he's met immediately again, picks up maybe a couple yards, coming up third and six for the Rockets.
Lane Booner again there on the tackle. Great pickup. He was hit hard right in the middle, and he's going to feel that one. Looks like they're going to check in number 26 right to kind of go back into that backfield here. Third and about five. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come back to that shotgun formation.
Yeah, still haven't seen Van Doren, their star running back. He apparently is something more serious than just a bruise.
That's right. That's right. And Rockets are going to take a timeout here on third and five to kind of talk over what they're going to do with 5:19 left.
Once again, we will recognize another one of our sponsors, Vidito Incorporated, has been creating and supplying successful innovations for your agricultural and livestock needs since 1967, providing you with high-quality equipment like Showstopper, Vidito Hog Equipment, Vidito Chaff Spreaders, Frisian Seed Handling Equipment, KSI Conveyors, and EPS Buildings. We would like to take this time to thank all the hog producers and hog industry workers for allowing Vidito Incorporated to be a valued partner in this important industry. Vidito Incorporated in Kyoto, proud supporters of Sigourney, Kyoto football. Eddieville Blakesburg back onto the field with a third facing a third and five.
Looks like their situation.
Looks like Schuster jumped for the Cobras.
That happens a lot. It looks like they caught him with a hard count there and good move on, you know, the Rocket offense by going to that timeout. The SK defense is ready to get after it, and just caught him with a simple hard count there and jumped off. So it's going to be close to giving him the first down.
Looks like Big Ben Shemansky's going to check in, and Schuster's coming off. That mental mistake, you can't have mental mistakes like that. And that just gave him a first down. So Big Gentle Ben Shemansky is moved in at that nose guard position. They're getting the chain set. There's the whistle. 5:19 to go here before half. Adams in the backfield. Here's the handoff to Adams. He's met right at the line. A pickup of maybe a yard. Not much more than that.
Looks like Crawford and kind of a whole host of other Cobras making the stop right there in the middle. You know, Adams has been running pretty tough for something that's not his natural position.
Yeah, he has. And Boyer doing a really good job there as filling in a quarterback.
That's right. He's quick. He's got a great first step. He's really quick.
Here's a handoff to Adams again up the center of the field. Who's for? He's just putting his head down and trying to make space. And he picks up about another 3 or 4 yards. And it's going to bring up third down and three for the Rockets.
You know, they've got a little bit going out of that. It's almost like a reverse wishbone formation with two fullbacks and a tailback back there in Adams. It looks like that's what they're going to come back out here again. And
kind of a tight formation here on third and three, shown by the Rockets. Here's Boyer, just a big push there by Eddieville.
Looks like they're marking it close to a first down.
They're going to give it to him.
really had a tight formation. I mean, had everybody, it looked like linemen were foot to foot that time, just trying to get a push going forward.
Yeah, it sure did.
They're to come right back out in a similar formation, just trying to get some momentum going.
Yeah, a little bit tighter formation. Oh, bobble snap by Boyer, and he's wrapped up immediately. He might have lost a yard there on that bobbled snap. He did maintain control, but it's going to bring up second and 10. Call it maybe a little more than 10. For the Rockets, second and 10 and a half.
Lucky he was able to hang on that one. Popped up, and
yeah.
Lucky for him, it landed right back into his hands, but... Quick move by the SK defense, getting to stop in on that one real quick. Still with that six-man front with the SK defense.
Yeah, staying strong with that six-man front. It's worked pretty much all night long. Here's the handoff to Adams up off the left side of the field. Picks up maybe a yard. It's going to bring up third and long. 3:07 to go here before halftime. Sigourney Kettle leading 29-0.
You know, with Van Doren being out of there, it kind of limits their big play potential. So, you know, in longer yardage situations like this, it'll be interesting to see if they decide to take to the air with the new quarterback, or what's the appropriate play call with, you know, kind of putting in this new system.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Eddie Mill up to the ball, 2:38 to go before half. One receiver splits the far side, three here to the near side, lone back in the backfield along with Boyer. Here's Boyer with a little pass out to the flat, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds. Number 38 there on their ankle. Heck, he wasn't even suited up during warm-ups unless they got two number 38s. I remember making that comment to you.
That's right. But, hey, nice pickup. You know, Boyer actually came out and threw a good ball there and, you know, into the backfield, came across, and, well, it looks like we got official stop right there for a little bit. Looks like they're going to be about two and a half yards short of the first down on fourth.
Cobras had an illegal substitution. Wow.
You know, sometimes when they're moving them out in that spread formation, they've been moving one defensive lineman off the field and moving a cornerback in. So maybe just didn't get off in time that time.
Well, my goodness, that's a
game changer.
Yeah, that moves the ball all the way down to the 34-yard line. 2:24 to go here before half. Boyer under center. Here's a handoff to Adams straight up the middle, and he stopped immediately. That'll be I'll tell you, our mental mistakes have killed us.
That's right. That's
too many big penalties by things that should be avoided on the sixth game of the year.
That's right. That's right. Those are things, and that's really the only thing that's gave them any momentum here in the second quarter. They've been able to move the ball a little bit more consistently, you know, when they had to change offense due to Van Doren's injury. And looks like they're going to come back out in the spread formation again.
Yeah, two receivers here to the near side and two over to the far side. Boyer in the shotgun. Three receivers here to the near side now. Boyer back to pass. He's a lefty. He's got her up in the air, and it is almost intercepted there by Jordan Albert. But in and out of the hands of Albert. Albert had the best shot for it.
That's right. That's right. Looks like they're not afraid to go back to the air after completing that pass. And you've got these third and long, you know, in this situation. You know, it'll be interesting to see if they keep going, but you need to try to get some points on the board here with only a minute 37 left in the half.
Yeah, a minute 37 to go. Sigourney Kiota leading 29-0. Eddie Mill, Blakesburg, Fremont faced with a third and 10. Boyer back to pass again. Heaves it up. You got to look back. Yeah, okay. Their receiver tried to drag our defender down there. Albert 23 working against Moore, number 23 for Eddieville. It's going to bring up fourth and 10 for the Rockets.
Yeah, it looked like it was right back to the same route there. You know, just throwing the deep ball and trying to let their fastest receiver go and get under it. Luckily, Albert's been there for good coverage two plays in a row.
Yeah, I guess my only critique there is he's got to get his head yanked around and turned around so he knows where the ball's at all times. two receivers split to the far side, one here to the near side. Boyer back and pass again. He's got a guy across the middle.
Oh.
And in and out of the hands and tipped, and Mobile tried to make a jump backwards to grab that one, but out of his hands, a little too far out of his reach. Tober's going to take over with a minute 28 to go before half, leading 29-0. Take over on downs. Balls on the Cobra 32-yard line.
All right, now, with the minute 28, be interested to see if they try to move it downfield to the score. But, hey, their run game has been just as effective in big plays so far as throwing the ball downfield is. But looks like they're going to take a field in spread formation.
Yeah, spread formation. Cobra has two receivers to the far side, two here to the near side. Griner in the shotgun along with Crawford in the backfield. Quick hitter out here to the near side. Griner to Avery Moore. He's still on his feet. He's broke loose. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. Still on his feet. He's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Avery Moore. Nice job.
We did, but it looks like this one might be coming back. 23 Albert had what looked like a legal block to me, but I think they're going to call it a block in the back here right around the 40-yard line when it's come in. Yep, that's what they're going to call it, and yep, this one might be coming back, but it was really a great play. Great play by Avery Moore there, getting his spring loose, and he broke a couple tackles, but unfortunately for them, this one's going to come back.
He did. He broke some tackles and then just turned the jets on, and this one is going to come back. Minute 13 to go here before half. Block in the back. You'd think it was maybe Albert that pulled that one up.
That's right. He was coming right in, and it looked like a good block to me. You could kind of see him setting up a pick over here, and must have just been right around the shoulder. And, you know, that's kind of a judgment call for the referee at that point. It looked like, it was a good play for him setting it up, but they're bringing this one right back down to about the 49 is where they're going to start over.
Yeah, clock ticking a minute. 7 to go here before halftime. Here, Griner. Bringing his offense up to the line. Two receivers to the far side, two here to the near side. Griner back in the shotgun. Back to pass. Oh, he's being chased. He gets loose. He's out here to the edge. Here goes Griner. He's at the 50, the 40. He's at the 40-yard line and finally knocked out of bounds.
Right at about 30. Hey, great play by Griner there. Saw a hole, dodged two tackles in the backfield and was able to make a cut and make it right down all the way to the 30-yard line.
Yes, if he just used his hurdling skills, I think he'd have been able to take her to the zone, but he opted out of that, and probably rightfully so. Good way to get hurt.
That's right.
Here's Griner with bringing the offense up again. Two receivers near side, two to the far side. Crawford in the backfield. Griner rolls to the far side. He's loose again, and there is I'm sure this is going to be a hold this time. Flag comes flying in. Griner scrambling. I don't know if we were trying to set up the screen there.
That's what it looks like. And we had linemen moving because they came right in, and we just had issues getting downfield to set that screen up because they were in his face before he had time to get around and throw the ball. I mean, good play of his getting back to the original line of scrimmage, but this one looks like it's going to be coming back.
Yeah, Cobras are huddling up. They're holding them back. 39.3 seconds to go. Here to go in the first half. And this one is going to back up. They're going to back it up to about the 44-yard line. Cobra's now sitting in a first and long situation. Griner and Crawford, lone backs in the backfield. Two receivers to the far side, two here to the near side. Griner in the shotgun. Griner back to pass. He's... Oh, yes, screen pass work this time to Crawford. He's off to the races. He's got one guy to beat. He is going to take it to the house. Jason Crawford with his fifth touchdown of the night. And we're setting that up
that's
for the
right,
screen.
That's right.
Nice job by Griner to patiently get that one up.
That's right.
They were flooding in on him right there. I couldn't believe.
You know, it's interesting. The Rocky defense had every chance they saw at that play. Looks like they tried to run it twice and just didn't have the chance to get it off.
Yeah.
They probably should have seen that one coming, but flooded it right over the top of the Russian D lineman's head, and he was off the race. He broke a couple tackles away, and looks like Webb's going to be back on and try the extra point.
Yeah, this is Weber this time kicking, and it's up and good. Griner to hold. And no, this one is not good. So with 24 and a half seconds to go before halftime here on homecoming night, the Cobras have reached that 35-point threshold. So in the second half, we will have a continuous clock.
That's right. Hey, you know, a couple metal mistakes there early, but it's nice to see him. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are on the field. Peyton Crawford, we've seen, has the ability to break a big play, and it doesn't matter if it's the open field or not. I mean, he had two or three tackles to break and great moves downfield, but he really is dangerous from any point on the field, no matter what you're running.
Yeah, he is. He's a fun player to watch. He's an awesome player. It's, you know, we've said, Micah and I have said all season long, this is Peyton's team. You know, he's a four-year starter here for the Cobras. A little bit defense as a freshman, a little bit offense as a freshman. But since he's been a sophomore, I'll tell you, he's been lighting them up on the ground. Now, here's the Cobras with another squib kick. Rockets are going to take this one at about their 25-yard line, move forward, still on their feet. And finally brought down, tackled by a host of Cobras there. It's like Mosel in on the tackle.
Schuster, too, got really good after he'd been slowed down, caught him real hard. So they've got what looks like 17 seconds here to see if they can try to move the ball downfield with the wind right before halftime. So
yeah, 17.
See if Boyer comes out trying to throw again.
17 seconds to go before half. Cobras leading 35-0. Just remember, folks, that text line's open. Love to hear from you out there. Let me know you're listening in, 641-660-0616. Here comes Boyer under center. Adams in the tailback position. Boyer with the keeper, and he goes nowhere. Loss of a couple on the play. That's going to bring up second down. They're probably just going to let the clock run out here. So that's going to bring us to the half. Daniel, we need to update our folks on scores from around the area. I'm not sure whether you got the Thunderbolt app, but I've got her handy here. We'll take this opportunity during halftime to bring you up to speed. Cobras leading here at half, 35-0. A great way to celebrate homecoming.
No, and the Thunderbolt apps work great for me when I'm away and can't make it to the game and get to listen in to Amos and Micah every week's been good for me up there in the Ames area. So, hey, looking out, maybe we get a big win for the Cyclones and Hawkeyes tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the Cyclones are going to get a win tomorrow this season, tomorrow might be their best shot. So,
that's right, being at home and playing Kansas. That's right. I got my tickets for tomorrow because I would like to see one more before the end of the year is over.
Okay, I'll take this opportunity to update you on some scores from around the area. In the second quarter, Albia leading Davis County 22-0. In the second quarter, Sheraton trails Norwalk 14-0. Of course, our score here at halftime, homecoming in Sydney, the Cobras leading the Rockets 35-0. Not sure, Dallas trailing Wayne 68-0 at halftime. North Mahaska. I gotta tell you, folks, I'm going to hand it over to Dan because my eyesight is horrible, and on these little phones, I can't read them, so take it over, Dan.
All right, Amos, we've got North Mahaska 20 and GMG 12 at halftime. Cedar Rapids, Washington up 7-0 over Ottumwa in the second quarter. Grinnell up 7-0 over Oskaloosa in the second quarter. Bella takes a 28-0 lead over Carlisle, and they're still in the second quarter of play. Pella Christian coming out with a commanding lead off a big win here over the Rockets last week. They're up 38-0 over Highland and still in the second quarter. Moravia up 38-12, Mormon Trail. Our game's getting a little bit rested up before these ones here. Over here we go. Lamoni Twin Cedars are tied to 0 still in the first quarter. Pekin up 26-20. Pekin over Cardinal 26-0. That one's at halftime here. Danville is up 10-8 over Van Buren. That one's still in the second quarter. Keokuk and Fairfield are tied still at 0. That one's still in the first quarter. PCM up 14-0 over West Marshall. West Marshall's usually got a pretty good football team over there. That one's
yeah, that's a district
quarter.
Foe of ours as well. We'll play them at West Marshall the last game of this season.
That'd probably be a good one. That one's I'll be up there for that one. That one's only about 20 miles from my hometown there.
Golly, we'll have to get you up in the press box with us so you can be our statistician. I'm sure Big Brother probably not going to give up the headphones.
That's right. And we got another one. Iowa City, Regina taking a 28-7 lead in the second quarter over Columbus Community. Colfax Mingo up 14-7 over Montezuma at halftime. And that looks for a lot of our scores there over here so far at the half. There we go. Alvia up 22-0 over Davis County. And most of the other ones, you kind of kept them. And once again, we are up here 35-0. Probably had a little bit of extended halftime here with homecoming for SK. And so far, been a pretty great homecoming present for them here, gifted by the football team.
Well, that's right. I want our listeners to stay tuned. We're going to take a break, get a drink of water, and maybe grab some pizza. John Moore's back here. He's got the pizza out of the pizza ranch. We're going to have to, I'll tell you though, John, I'm on a diet. My wife would kill me if I said that's calorie free. I'll tell you, one slice is about all I can handle, ladies and gentlemen. We have brought the homecoming halftime festivities to a close, and we are moments away from starting the second half of this ballgame. Sigourney Kyoto leading 35-0 over the Rockets. Cobras have taken the field. They will be receiving, working from the south to the north. Wind still pretty stout, Dano, still coming out of the north east at a pretty stout stream. We got rehydrated, and thanks to John Moore, local proprietor of the pizza ranch here in Sigourney, we have our bellies full. But ladies and gentlemen, you come across the pizza ranch in Sigourney or Washington, Iowa, make sure you stop in and patronize John and his staff at either one of those locations. Here's the Rockets to kick off, standing back deep at their home 10. Is Albert and Crawford. Albert moves the ball, takes the ball off the 10, and moves across the 20, and finally brought down at around the 25-yard line. Cobra's going to take over first and 10 to start the second half from their own 25-yard line.
Hey, it's always a good time. It's always a good sign at halftime when it's the first time your kick return teams have to be on the field so far. So be interesting to see if the Cobras have made any changes personnel-wise at halftime, being up by 35, but looks like Reiner, Albert, and Crawford still all in the backfield. I'm going to line up the shotgun with Twins receivers to each side in the first play here. Keep out that shotgun left that they stuck with at the end of the second half.
That's right. Reiner here in the shotgun. Here's a handoff to Crawford up the middle. Nothing going. Stopped right at the line. Gain of nothing. Maybe a loss of a yard or two. It's going to bring up second down. And I want 12 for the Cobras.
You know, that spread formation gives the defense a little bit of a man-to-man advantage when they don't have the extra fullback and wingback in there to help block them. Your cornerbacks are being spread out, but when you're trying to get a little up-the-middle run game, it's a little bit harder right in that situation.
Cobras come back to the single wing offense. Reiner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's handoff to Crawford around the far side of the field. He's got some running room, still on his feet. And very, very close. He crosses over the 35, maybe to the 36. They do say move the chains. He's got enough for the first down.
First down. And like we said, we do have running clock to start the second half here. There's that 35-point rule. So we'll see. I mean, just kind of what urgency both teams run with a little bit, what kind of looks we get offensively. Like you said, at halftime we tossed a little bit. It's a good time to try out some different looks for different opponents down the road.
Yeah, and I think that's what's interesting here tonight. With a little bit of a cushion here on the Rockets, give Coach Jay an opportunity to maybe throw some different looks and see how things work against some different people. Nice pass there from Grayer to Crawford downfield. 10-yard pickup. It's going to be another first down. Ball now spotted on the 46-yard line. Sigourney Kyoto, but a well-thrown ball.
That's right, and you know, a little bit deeper. You'll see a little bit of a 10-yard crossing route, a little bit of a deeper route than he's thrown on that type right there. So good pass, good catch there with Reiner to Crawford.
Reiner and Crawford in the backfield. Two receivers to the far side, two here to the near side. Low snap, Reiner gets it. Oh, throws a pick. There was a whistle on the play.
Yeah, they blew it dead before he could get it going. Be interesting what they call.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. You know, Luke's receiver was streaking down the sideline. Griner's receiver threw it right into the hands of an NFL defender.
There's still no word on why they blew the play dead. Griner took a heck of a hit on the end of the play. It looks like he was forced into that throw a little bit. Still not sure why they blew the play dead.
That kind of got me confused a little bit as well. So Rocket taking over, first and 10 on the 49-yard line after that Griner interception.
Looks like we still got some confusion on the official standpoint. We got a timeout.
Yeah, timeout taken here. Timeout taken by the Cobras.
Yeah, timeout
Cobras. Maybe it'll make some adjustments. They were able to move the ball just a little bit when they're getting out of that tight bone formation. Yeah, I'm just trying to move forward and not get fancy with it. So we'll see if they made any halftime adjustments here to maybe fill in a little bit of linebacker gap control with it or put a little more pressure up the middle. Because when they've come in that bone formation, I mean, we really haven't seen any sweeps. They really only ran the sweep about out of their eye formation with that extra tight end. But every time they wound up in this bone formation, we've seen a lot of just up the middle. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what kind of adjustments the Cobra defense made at halftime to kind of combat what we've seen, a little bit of offensive surge there. But still same personnel, what looks like, on each side of the team.
On both sides of the ball, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here come the Rockets. Boyer still in their quarterback along with Adams in the backfield in that tailback spot. Here's Boyer with just a keeper straight up the middle and missed by a, oh boy, I don't know who that is, if that's one of the Boonders. It was, number 54, Noah Boonder puts him on, Lane Boonder puts him down after a short gain of about two, 8:06 to go here. In the third quarter, second down, 8 for the Rockets. Here's Adams on the near side of the field, just moving forward, just doing that dive play. Picks up about 4. It's going to bring up third and short for the Rockets.
Yeah, that's kind of worked. Same thing that worked from a little bit in the first half. Taking no step backwards and just either going to the fullback or going straight ahead with the quarterback and just falling forward and getting as big a step as he could. And they're going to get third and manageable out of this situation yet.
Yeah, third and 4. Ball rests on the 43-yard line. Boyer in under center. Little counterplay there to number 38, Henkel, and goes nowhere. Might have lost a yard on the play. It's going to bring up 4th and about 5. 4th and 4, we'll call it, for the Rockets. 7:07, as you know, continuous clock here with the Cobras up 35 points over the Rockets here to start the second half.
This is definitely 4-down territory for them at this point.
It looks like they are going to punt. Going back deep, trying back deep will be Albert for the Cobras. And the punt is away. Albert calls for a...
Yeah, I hope he didn't touch the ball there, but it looks like Albert was trying to get out of the way and hit him on the backside. Oh, boy, it looks like the Rockets might have wound up in the football. We'll see what the official says. Oh, they're pointing in the direction of Sigourney Kyoto, though, so lucky break for the Cobras there.
Yeah, it looked to me like it bounced out. If you're going to make the fair catch, make the catch.
That's right. And get out of the way. Get out of the way fast.
Yeah.
SK with a really lucky break on that one.
Certainly were. Going to start a little bit deeper than where Albert could have potentially caught that ball.
They're
going to reverse the call.
We had a little bit of discussion between the officials, and the SK offense trots back off the field, and they're going to give the Rockets the ball at what looks like right about the 20-yard line. So, I mean, it's going to give them as good of a chance as any to put one in here. Hopefully the defense can step up.
A tight formation here by the Rockets. Here's a handoff to Adams. Got a little bit of running room. Still on his feet and finally brought down, but not before he picks up about 7 yards and bring up 2nd and 3.
I think, you know, kind of the same play there, just getting under center and moving forward. And, you know, it's been successful. They picked up about 7-8 yards on that one.
And 2nd and 2, ball placed on the 12-yard line. Here's Boyer under center, handoff to Adams. Stacked up, still on his feet, breaks loose, breaks out of the pack, and brought down at about the 1 yard line.
And he was stacked up right behind. Lineman going foot to foot again that time. It's really the way they're getting the charge, but he was stacked up behind him and saw a gap to break it outside and did. luckily a Cobra caught him right before he was about to go in the end zone. So let's see. They're going to have to come back this way somehow. The linemen are getting a good push going downfield, but see what they do. They got first and goal from about the half-yard line.
Yeah, first and goal from the one. Boyer under center. Adams in that tailback position. And still not in. Up, now there goes the signal. Touchdown, Eddyville. That was all set up based on that fair catch call by Jordan Albert. Jordan needs to haul those in. You're going to make the fair catch.
Yeah, and that's something we talked about in the first half a lot is mental mistakes. Mental mistakes when you get down the stretch here and you get into, you're in district play. You're in the heart of the district play here. And really eliminating those before you, you know, you're trying to improve your spot for the playoffs. Those are things that when you get down the road to the playoffs, things like that, you know, here is going to make one thing. But when you get into that crunch time, those are things that just can't happen.
Absolutely. So Eddyville Blacksburg goes for two. They are held out. So with 4:52 to go, Cobras lead 35-6 over the Rockets. Yeah, just unfortunate there. I mean, Eddyville, good for them to capitalize on our mistakes, and they have. They did specifically in a big way that time, but Coach is going to send Albert right back out to maybe redeem himself here. He and Crawford going to stand deep on their own five-yard line to receive the kickoff.
You know, sometimes with a kid like that, you know, rather than punish him and make him sit out, you know, give him the chance to, you know, show you've got confidence in him and build him back up and give him another chance to make the play. So we'll see if he ends up with a kick return this time.
He's made a number of dangerous decisions this season back there in punt receiving formation, and he's picked a few of them up on the bounce, and this one just happened to catch up with him a little bit. 4:52 to go here in the third quarter. Cobras leading 35-6 over Eddyville Blakesburg. Ball's placed on the 40. Albert and Crawford back deep. Albert's going to take this one at the 10. He's at the 15, the 20. Gets it out to the outside, 25 to the 30, still on his feet. And finally, forced out of bounds right at the 30-yard line. Cobra's going to start first and 10, 4:44 to go in the third quarter.
Nice return by Albert there. Broke a pair of tackles going. Now we got a little bit of a change, though, with the Rockets scoring on that one. It gets it within the 35-point rule. So we are going to see normal usage of the clock here unless SK puts a couple back on the board to change it back. Looks like they're coming back out. Right back into their single wing formation here, Amos.
Yep, showing the single wing, Crawford and Griner in the backfield. Little movement up front, not sure if that was the Cobras that jumped or if that was an offside by Eddyville. False start on the Cobras.
The penalties are really starting to mount up here at the end of the second quarter, first half. Those are things at this point in the game, at this point in the season, should be getting eliminated.
Agreed, Dan.
But let's go back out. They're going to get another try, first and 15 here to go. And the way that Crawford's running the ball and the yard isn't anything that scares me here, but the ability to knock those things off would be great.
Griner and Crawford in that single wing. Here's the counterplay to, I believe that's Avery Moore, or is that Wick? That might be Wickenkamp. Moves across the 30, gets it back just beyond the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up second down at about 7 for the Cobras.
You know, nice counter action off of there. We're expecting to come to the middle and him to up back, coming back across the field. So nice pickup for Wickenkamp. We'll see if they can keep. Let's see if they stay in the single wing formation here and keep trying to run the ball down the field.
They're going to stay in that single wing, Dan. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Wickenkamp in motion again. Hand off to Crawford this time. He cuts it in to the middle of the field and moves forward. Going to be dangerously close to a first down. Going to spot it right at the 40, which is where the chain is. They're saying move the chains. First and 10 Cobras. 4:01 to go here in the third quarter.
Great pickup by Crawford that time. You know, every time he gets the ball in a little bit of space, broken tackles to get down, but plays like that where you can grab the first down, I mean, that's big running right there.
Crawford off, Wickenkamp in, along with Moore in the wingback position. Here's Moore in motion. Here's Wickenkamp with the carry. He's got some room. He's across the 45 and finally drug down at the 48-yard line, close to midfield. It's going to bring up second and short for the Cobras. Crawford back onto the field.
You know, the great thing about watching these backs run is they're just as capable of cracking off those 60-yard runs in space as they are, you know, getting those 5-, 6-, 7-yard runs where they're having to break a couple tackles. Those are the runs where you get tough play and sustained drives are really important.
Absolutely, Dan. Here's Griner with lead block for Crawford. Crawford goes forward. Got enough for the first down. Across the 50, down to about the 48-yard line of Eddyville. First and 10, Cobras. 3:13 to go here in the third quarter. Be nice to put another score on the board and get that clock running.
That's right. You know, and it'd be a good time to, you know, hopefully get these guys. I know they got banged up quite a bit last week, you know, in that game. It'd be good to get these guys a little bit of rest to build up before we get in the heart of district play here, but they're right back in the single wing formation.
Griner under center this time. Bootlegs here to the near side of the field. Good lead block. Come on, Luker, follow your blocks. Still on his feet and finally knocked out of bounds. And there comes the penalty flag. Griner was 2 to 3 yards off the field, and they kept pushing. Big old number 74 there from Eddyville wanted to give him one last nudge as he was 2 to 3 yards out of bounds. That's going to be a tack on of about 15 yards.
You know, and those are mistakes when you're down by 28 points that you just can't make. You know, and those are ones that are really inexcusable from that point. You know, he had a great block and set up. Wickenkamp was out in front of him, so they're going to give him more 15 more yards at the end of the play, and we'll see what happens. The interesting stuff, it was typical single wing set that time, but saw Griner under center. You know, so in that situation, just to get, like you said, get a little bit of different looks here while you've got a little bit of cushion.
Yeah, I do like I like that offense with Griner under center. Three back set in the backfield. Luke under center again, this time the handoff here to the near side. Crawford, he's got a head of steam, and he's finally knocked out of bounds close to the 15-yard line. Coming up second and one for the
Yeah, the Cobras coming out in a wing team formation here, you know, to start this second half with three backs in the backfield. A little bit of a, in it, you know, looks like an old wishbone formation, but under center for Griner.
Here's Wick with the carry around the far side of the field. He's going to have enough for the first down. Jacob Wickenkamp carries it around the far side of the field, off tackle. Nice pickup of about 5. It's going to bring up first and 10. Ball's going to be placed on about the 12-yard line.
So they're going to get about, so first and 10 here from the, looks like right about the 13.
They're getting to the far end of the field here where it gets a little harder for us to tell the yard markers. Still in that wing tee. Here's Griner with a handoff up the middle. I believe that's Avery Moore. Does a little spin move. Picks up a couple. It was Moore. Picks up a couple. It's going to bring up second down and about 8 for the Cobras. Second and 7, the announcer says. Been going the distance here on this drive in that wing tee. Griner, Wickenkamp, Crawford, and Moore in the backfield. Griner rolls out, passes, caught. Oh, he's going to call it incomplete. Boy, in and out of the hands of Avery Moore. Oh, Moore went up for that. Had it.
It looks like he came back. That's one of those moments where I wish we had instant replay. It looks like he bobbled it up and came back down. And he had two guys in the area, and Moore made a great leap to go up and get the ball, but looks like they're called incomplete. Wasn't just able to hang on to it, but looks like we're going right back down, 3rd and 7 here.
Yeah, 3rd and a little bit of work here for the Cobras. Back to that single wing set. Griner in that spin back position, direct snap to Crawford. Crawford around the far side of the field, dancing, cutting, and gets it down dangerously close to the 5-yard line. Still going to be short of the first down. So it's 4th and short. They can get a first down before the end zone. Sounds like they need to get to about the 3-yard line to get
right.
The first
down. Hey, and then you get 4 cracks from that point. So, hey, but at this point, let's see if they're going to go right back to. It looks like going back to the spin back formation here.
Yep, single wing set. Here's Moore in motion. Oh, there is a flag on the play.
Well, and that's going to have to be at that spot. Yep, they're going to call it.
Yep, motion on the Cobras. So they're going to back them up 5.
And we go from fourth and manageable to about fourth or seven or eight here. And we just see how this changes the play call here and in this territory. You really like to see him be able to pick up the first down and be able to put one in.
Yep, fourth and seven, ball placed on the 10-yard line. Greinert and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Crawford with the direct snap. Here to the near side. He's got some running room. Boom, bounces off and off a couple of Eddyville guys. He's left about four of them laid out on the ground and in for the touchdown. Peyton Crawford is sixth on the night.
I tell you what, he got that going, and they had a great pursuit angle, but he lowered his shoulder and ran right through two Rocky defenders. That's some tough, great running there by Peyton Crawford, and looks like Weber's right back on to attempt the extra point again.
Yep, Weber on Greiner to hold. 30.6 seconds. Greiner with the fake, and the pass to an outstretched number 23, Jordan Albert.
Just out of the reach there, so still going to keep a 41-6 lead here, but great look on the fake, about the same one we saw on the other side of the field, but just a little bit quick on the gun there for Greiner, but, you know, it's one of those things where you had a great chance to make the play there, but, you know, they had a good luck, so they know it's going to be there in the future.
Absolutely. Work on, like we've been saying, work on some of these things. The wing T, they kind of ran that about 80% of the play calls there were out of that wing T formation, and you know, I like what I see there.
You know, we've got to see a lot of different looks already by the SD. We've obviously seen the traditional spin-back offense. We've seen a couple different, you know, spread formations, whether it was four wide or five wide. As long as a little bit, the wing T is something I haven't seen yet at this point for this year, so interesting from that point.
Yeah, we saw it a little bit last week, Dan, but I don't think they pulled it out of the playbook there up at Pellicrician a couple of weeks ago. Here's Weber on to kick. Kick is away, and that's a live ball. Come on, Purple, get down there and get on that. They finally pick it up down around the 10-yard line, and host of Cobras there to wrap him up just as he crosses over the 15. So the Rockets will take over first and 10 from just short of the 20-yard line.
So here we're right back into the running clock, and looks like we're going to have the end of the third quarter here before they even get a snap off.
Yep, so Eddyville is going to be working from north to south. Coach is starting to get some of the younger guys in to get them some playing time here in the fourth quarter. A lot of new guys in there. Jack Akins, Dakota Slaughter, and Jacob Wickenkamp going to be in to play some defense. Number 20, Cody Cundiff in, 56. 56 is, I think,
Matt Conrad, number 56, along with 53, Peyton Uphold, senior. Nice to see him getting some playing time in this situation as well.
Yeah, Pato, I know he's on that offensive line, but don't see Pato out there on defense all that much. But good to see Tyler Restraits in. Ben Applegate also in. So, folks, just kind of giving you an idea of some of the kids. We call a lot of names each and every week on both offensive and defensive side of the ball. Some of these kids we might not call quite as often as they're in and out. Ben Shemansky in there. Good to see some other guys getting into some critical playing time here as you said, move into the heart of district play.
Situations like this are where, you know, you're able to build a little bit of depth for you. You never know what's going to come up, and guys get wore down as the season rolls along, and guys get chance, and this is a good chance to get some of these younger guys and give them, you know, whether they're offensive players, get a little bit of time defensively or anything, and get them some more experience if they do come needed at that side of the football.
For sure. First play from scrimmage, Boyer under center, hand off to Adams around the far side of the field, picks up about a yard. It's going to bring up second and 9 for the Rockets.
It looks like they're kind of staying consistent with the lineup they had as, you know, Boyer under center and keeping Adams back there in the backfield. Still haven't heard anything of Vindorin's injury yet.
They carted him off. It sounds like a leg injury, but that don't have the specifics. Here's Adams to the far side of the field being pursued by a group of Cobras and brought down for a loss on the play. Loss of about 5 yards. He'll bring a third and long. for the Rockets.
Great pursuit and great contain there by the Cobra defensive end. You know, that's something they must have really keyed on in practice week, because even with a new group of defensive linemen, and it's something that they're really able to, you know, turn that outside run back in and catch them for a loss.
So the Rockets in a third and 12 situation. Ball's on the 15-yard line. Three receivers here to the near side, one on the far side. Here's Adams with a pass, and in. Adams nailed by Wickenkamp, in and out of the hands of Adams.
We've actually got a different quarterback, number five, Wyatt Quinn, stepping in here. You know, probably just trying to get him a little bit of time too.
Yeah, the young group of players out here for Eddyville.
And right back to the punt formation. They've got about 4th and 13 here.
All right, Albert back to receive this punt. And it's a very short punt. Get away, Purple. And into the wind, a very short punt. It's going to end up at about the 32-yard line, so the Cobras will take over 1st and 10 on the 32-yard line, 9:50 to go here in the ball game.
Looks like we got a whole new host to Cobras coming out here on the offensive side of the ball, too. So another good chance to get these guys some reps and, you know, help build your depth going forward in the season and you know, just building continuity within the team. You never know when someone will have to step up and you know, we unfortunately saw Nate Seren go down last week. But
yeah,
these are the moments where you get these kids a chance to play, and you never know until they get on the field under the lights and what they can really do.
Yeah, Tyler Verstraete in there going to be conducting the offense from that quarterback spot. We got Wickenkamp in there as well. Here's Verstraete, back to pass. Got a guy downfield. Nice, well-thrown ball, and just out of the reach of Isaiah Hahn.
You know, I mean, I for surely didn't see a new quarterback coming in and going downfield throw the ball. And he had a step or two on him, but just through the end of his fingertips. Great ball, you know, by him. So good to see them. You know, they've got two options. You really can get downfield and throw the ball.
Yeah, for sure. Timeout, Eddyville, Blakesburg. So let's take this opportunity to recognize another one of our sponsors, Lyle Insurance Agency. It takes everyone working together to build a strong community. Local families have depended on Lyle Insurance and Grinnell Mutual for quality insurance protection and friendly service for decades. We live where you live, and we are proud to call many of our customers friends and neighbors. You can depend on us to be here when you need us. To experience our policy of working together, call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Jerry and Rita Sheets, today at 641-636-3771 for a quote on all of your insurance needs. Thanks to Lyle Insurance out of Kyoto. Thanks to John Moore, proprietor of the Pizza Ranch here in Sigourney and location in Washington. Stop by John's Pizza Ranch whenever you're in the area. Here come the Cobras on 2nd and 10. Wickenkamp here to the near side of the field. He's got some running room, still on his feet, and finally drug down at around the 21-yard line.
Looks like that one's going to be close. We'll see if they call the first down here. Nice pickup by Wickenkamp on the play.
Yeah, it's very close to the mark. Well, they're going to call him out at about the 23. So it's going to be 3rd and 1. Here's Moore with the counterplay, and he's wrapped up. I'm sure this is 4-down territory. I think he's short. He might have been lucky to get back to the original.
That's right. You know, good to see a little surge of defense. Those kids have been getting worn down over there, the Rockets, you know, all game, and get to see a little bit of life. You know, it's good for them to build some confidence going back in this fourth, too, and they've got one win on the season. And you know, you never come out of a game, even when you're kind of beat like this, you've got to learn to be able to take positives out of everything.
Oh, you sure do. These Eddyville kids have not given up. Here is Wickenkamp. He's got enough for the first down. They're going to mark it right about the 20-yard line. It's going to be enough for the first down.
Nice direct snap and just dive forward there across the line to pick up the first down. Those are tough yards, too. We talk about, you know, these big runs, but you know, when it comes down to it, those 1-, 2-, 3-yard runs can be just as important as the 60-yard ones in the end.
Absolutely. 7:15 to go here in the ballgame. Cobras leading 41-6 over the Rockets of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. more Wickenkamp and Verstraete in. Coach giving a lot of his starters a rest. Here's Wickenkamp with the sweep around the far side of the field. He's got some wheels. He finally gets the corner and is still on his feet, fight for extra yardage. Good job, Jacob Wickenkamp, to turn up the wick a little bit further. Second effort.
That's right, that's right. They about had him dead to rights, but it spun out of a tackle. And looks like he was able to just get across for the first down. It looks like one of the Rockets slow to get up and is going to be running off. So, and they're going to call it second and real short here for the Cobras.
Nice job of running, keeping those wheels turning by Jacob Wickenkamp. Second and short for the Cobras. Here's Verstraete in the backfield. He's with the keeper. He's up the middle, got enough for the first down. Picks up about 2 yards. Got to be spotted at about the 8-yard line.
Not sure if that was designed or not. Had a little problem handling the shotgun snap there and came out of his hands, but he was able to improvise and really get across and get it to the first down. So now we've got first and goal from the 8-yard line, and the Cobras will get four chances to crack it in with 6 minutes left.
Verstraete back in the shotgun. He rolls here to the near side of the field, got a guy open in the end zone, and caught. In and out of the hands of Avery Moore. He was backpedaling to catch that one, Netto.
That's right, that's right. You know, Verstraete had a good touch on the ball in these pass plays they ran. You know, unfortunately, just haven't been able to hang on the ball, and he for sure had a touchdown dead to rights there. So, be another one. They'll just have some of these new guys haven't had a chance to catch the ball that more, but, you know, one of those things, they'll just have to get in some more reps, and it's good for them to get out there and do it.
That's for sure. And talking to your brother there at halftime, and he was hoping that maybe some of our starters would get to maybe enjoy watching the fourth quarter on the sidelines, and he got his wish. Here's the Cobras on second and 8, and there's nothing going. Wrapped up probably a loss of a couple of yards on that play.
And number 6, Denny Haynes, is checking into the game for...
Oh, now we got Wickenkamp is limping off. Maybe an ankle.
Yeah, that's not the break the Cobras needed at this point. He serves a big purpose, and he's...
I don't think it's anything too serious, or he wouldn't be coming off under his own power. Let's hope not, anyway. I always call him Knobs Crawford, but Carson Crawford, number 22, checks in here. Here's Crawford, the smaller version. He's plowing forward with his head down, and he's down dangerously close to the end zone. It's going to be a first and 10.
We're at the goal line, so we're going to have fourth and goal from the 2-yard line.
Nice,
tough run up by Crawford.
Yeah, that's the younger version of number 45, that number 22, Carson Crawford. Here's a direct snap to the little Crawford, and he is in for the touchdown.
You know, we see the Crawford brothers combined for quite a bit of points here. You know, you talked about Peyton the other day getting some playing time as a freshman and what dividends that played for him down the road as a sophomore, junior, and finally his senior year. So it's good to see a little brother get some playing time in there as a freshman and, you know, hopefully make the most of it. You never know what's going to come in the future, but it's just a big deal. That's right.
Yeah. 7 combined touchdowns for the Crawford boys tonight. Just heard the boys over on another radio station say that.
That's right.
We're straight on the hold, and Weber to kick. Kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 4:04 to go in this ballgame, Cobras now lead 48-6 over Eddyville, Blacksburg, Fremont.
And looks like Wickenkamp is coming back on for the kickoff game, so he must be feeling better.
He might have just got that twisted up just a little bit. You know, I've started working out this week. Well, Big Brother Micah knows that, and I tell you what, when I get off that treadmill, my ankles kind of hurt, too. And,
sometimes when I get off the couch and walk to the fridge, they hurt a little bit, too, Amos.
I bet old Micah's laughing right now. Anyway, what a great night to be up here in the booth. I stepped out there at halftime out into the bleacher section and whoo, hit Jelly out there without a jacket on.
That's right. It's nice to be us up in this nice press box up here in Sigourney, and crowds still up here. A great night for these kids and homecoming.
Yeah.
We got to see the homecoming celebration, the cars out on the track, and everything at halftime. So can't ask for a better homecoming night than that standpoint.
I thought maybe you had your nose into the pizza the whole halftime.
Well, I got a little bit of that too, though.
Here's the kickoff. taken by Eddyville at the 15 and across the 20, being chased down from behind, and it looks like he's going to be forced out just short of the 25-yard line. So Eddyville Blakesburg will take over first and 10 after the Cobra score. 3:49 to go here in the ball game.
You know,
it's leading 48-6.
This Eddyville team, you know, really young. They only have four seniors on the whole team, but they've got a lot of young talent. Moore, Adams, you know, people like that. We just talked a minute ago about Peyton getting playing time as a freshman, and you know, this may be a situation here where Eddyville's, you know, getting a little run down here, but to give those freshmen a lot of playing time, and never know, could pay a lot of dividends for them down the road.
Yeah, it sure could. I still got that about that same core of defensive people in here that were in on the last. A little extracurricular going on out there between 56 and 72.
But still a nice stop up there by the Cobra defense. Only about a pickup of two.
Yep, second and eight. 2:57 to go in the ball game. Yes, still, we've been in that six-man front pretty much all night. Those three linebackers, the one deep back. Here's the pitch. Oh, reverse. Here to the near side of the field. And he's got some running room. Number 32, off to the races, and finally tracked down by Verstrade here as he gets to midfield.
That was 32 Taylor again. We've seen him get the ball a couple times more here in the second half. Like I said, Taylor, too, is another kid who's Taylor's actually one of the older kids on the team. He's a junior, you know, so maybe they're starting to move a little bit of these new kids here. And with Van Doren's injury, you know, kids stepping up, you know, getting some playing time.
Yeah, that's for sure. Number 26, Wright, checks into the ball game for Eddyville Blakesburg as well. Here's the handoff to Adams. Around the right side of the field, just moves it forward for about 5 yards. Now it's going to bring up second and five for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. Ball's placed on the 45-yard line. Minute 45 to go here in the ball game. Cobras leading 48-6. Second and six for the Rockets.
Trotting right back out in that zone formation.
A little bit of confusion there on the Cobra defensive line. Man, wrapped up. I'll tell you, a dime play right up the middle, and the Cobras close that hole in a heartbeat.
Good to see
that going.
Like I said, they come on that formation and try to, I mean, that six-man front of the Cobras has been real stout
when
it comes to that formation all night.
Got big number 79, Ben Shemansky, in there, and he plugs a hole. Tell you, that kid, I watched him play a lot of JV ball last year, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of potential in that young man.
That's right, that's right. You know, and you know, playing time like this and getting him and getting to make some plays, you know, just builds your confidence. Might be something like that a kid just needs.
Yeah. He's a big body, and to move people out of the way, he's a strong kid. Here's Adams. Looks to pass. Got a guy open at number 28.
I think it was number 38 Henkel who made the grab.
38 Henkel.
Yeah, but actually pitched to him out of the deal and had a little bit of a halfback pass there, but they're going to get the first down and still move, but we've only got about 22 seconds left in the game, so it looks like this is going to be one of their last snaps.
Probably the last play. Three receivers here to the near side of the field and one to the far. Boyer in the shotgun. He lops it downfield, and it is incomplete. Short of his receiver, and that is going to bring this one to an end. Ladies and gentlemen, it's nice to finally get one of these types of wins where we could breathe comfortably up here in the booth. The Cobras take down the Rockets from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 48-6 here on the sixth game of the season for the Cobras. Cobras now even up at 3-3. On the season, but more importantly, 2-1 in the district. Their only loss coming, obviously, to Iowa City Regina a few weeks back. But even more importantly, we finally got the monkey off our back, Dano, right here in Sigourney, Iowa. We had not won here, and this was the fourth game of the season.
Hey, and that's
at home.
That's right. That's right. You know, in those non-district games, well, they're tough. You know, really maybe mentally prepared this team for the kind of the grill of district play here. And they've had go a lot of tough games where, you know, maybe some of these other non-district games, people's schedule aren't quite that, but tough schedule, I think, is really going to pay dividends for these guys going down the road. Great to get a win at home. Great to get a win at homecoming. And great to be back here in the booth with you, Amos.
Hey, I tell you what, I think in a couple weeks you're going to be back here again. Sounds like you're going to be a fill-in in 2 weeks right back here in Sigourney, Iowa, when we host Columbus Junction. But next week we are off to Highland Riverside, District 6 foe, Highland Riverside. So, Micah Harmson will be back joining me with the second headset next week. But in 2 weeks, my good friend Dano here will be back alongside me when we call the Columbus Junction game. So three games left to go here on the season. Three very winnable games for the Cobras. They control their own destiny. Great performance tonight by the Cobras, taking down the Rockets from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 48-6. Ladies and gentlemen, for Dan Harmson, this is Amos Steiner saying good night.